This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Wiggins!
Oh, Wiggins!
I love interrupting Janet Jackson. Makes me feel like a big star. How's it going, guys?
Not as good as you.
Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good.
Feeling like an average star today.
Average star?
Yeah. Could be worse.
Well, you know you're a huge star, though.
Just call me fat.
Yeah.
Ryan, people who live in glass houses.
Oh!
No.
Man.
Dude, it's getting mean. I'm taking this to HR next time.
Are you going to tell them you started it?
No. What? Wait, what? Who started it?
We'll draw a map later.
Okay, thank you. All of these stories today on Wiggins America have to do with California. And surprise, surprise.
Just in case you're unfamiliar.
If you're unfamiliar with the fact that California exists in music, there you go.
Is there anybody who is like from a certain time that didn't have to think in their head in the city?
Oh, no, I don't know. Leah, maybe. Do you know the next line of that song?
She's not from that time.
No, that's true. You're not from that time.
She might know the song.
California knows how to party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was that the next line, or are you wanting more?
It is. No, that's okay. You got it. You got it. Surprise, surprise. Not all of these stories shine a great light on California.
I'm shocked.
Do any of them?
I don't know that any of them really do. I mean, one of them is like kind of in the middle, but the first one is about the new minimum wage law. California McDonald's franchisee owner was on Fox and said the focus at this point is on survival with unprecedented $20 per hour minimum wage forcing higher prices. His name is Scott Roderick. He owns 18 McDonald's franchises in the state. He is considering measures to manage the increased labor costs without resorting to layoffs, which he is trying to make a last resort. But since the implementation of the new wage law earlier this month, there have been several changes in the fast food industry, including already reduced employee hours, and increased menu prices. Now, at what point do legislators hear the warnings from even basic economists and go, you know what, there may be something to that? Because it has been swift and immediate that the things they said were going to happen are happening.
I question whether or not they will hear those warnings, because if they do, that would mean that they would have to admit that they were wrong on this particular piece of legislation.
What are they trying to do, though? What's the goal?
The legislators?
The policy.
Like, why are they trying to?
What's the policy?
They're saying we can lift people out of poverty.
What if that's not actually their goal? Make them rich.
Well, I think that's what they say is their goal.
Of course they say that.
But isn't their goal staying in power?
I think that the more that you end up having to provide, the more the people who vote need the providers. And if you put people in a position to need to be provided for, the higher the frequency of that, the more you get to retain power. So I think that it's always important to not look at the super obvious thing on the front, like, hey, if we pay, well, I mean, really, like, if you're going to pay everybody a $20 minimum wage, everybody would be way better off if we paid $100 minimum wage. So let's just give them all that money. At some point, it does go to be ridiculous, but the principle is always the same. It's what you can afford and sustain while still growing. And once you cross over to the part where you are providing something that you can't afford to provide, then that means you're shrinking. And if you're shrinking, then that means that commerce, business, provision, security, all of this stuff has to be provided more from the state, which means the people making the policies who are in the state, they are needed more. So I don't think that there's like, we got to convince you that your policies are bad. I think the people at the top know. It's just we don't have the same goals.
And the people at the top are now a month in paying 8% more at Wendy's, 7.5% more at Chipotle.
Ironically, those people can afford it.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny? And Starbucks is up around 7%, Taco Bell by about 3%, all in a month. So there you go.
If I were making $18 an hour as a 22-year-old, I would have felt like the biggest baller there was.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, the amount... I come from a time of $5 minimum wage. Yeah. and I mean, I would have to work almost a half a day in order to meet up the expectation of an hour at these current rates. It's obscene. It's ridiculous. And I never would have been able to afford, like, I remember when I was paying rent, it was $500, $600 a month, and I was splitting it with a roommate. It is not that anymore. It's triple. So, yeah, I mean, the people who are leading on these policies, I believe, know exactly what they're doing.
L.A., as in Los Angeles, tests program to send unarmed civilians instead of LAPD to crises. These are test programs right now, but the officials are eager to ease the city's reliance on police officers for handling nonviolent mental health emergencies, and they've launched a new pilot program that sends unarmed civilians with some training to respond to such calls. From welfare check-ins to nonviolent mental health drug issues. You remember when we were told that these would be mental health professionals? These are civilians.
These are just people.
These are just people. Now they have some training.
With some training.
How do you know that it's nonviolent?
That's a huge question.
Everything is nonviolent until it is.
Exactly. And there are other programs like this that do exist that they're modeling after that come out of places like, surprise, surprise, Portland. That they say, well, they're kind of effective. Now, it's too soon to really determine. But, yeah, it sounds great on paper. You go, yeah, well, if it's nonviolent, you send a nonviolent person who specializes in mental health.
The underlying assumption is that police are violent.
Yes. Well, and also that they would escalate violence.
That's ridiculous.
They have authority that these people don't have. And when you send in a mental health professional, hey, they might be able to de-escalate. It might work sometimes. Great. However, when it doesn't work, then what happens? That's the big question. And this is a pilot program from welfare check-ins to nonviolent mental health drug issues to minor health crises in encampments and elsewhere. We need more tools in our toolbox to truly help Angelenos, is that what Los Angeles residents are called? In need, the city council was saying. So we'll see. I have a feeling, though, that they might know that this might not work. And like Annie said, they're going to do it anyway. This one is solidifying the fact that I will now never move to California. I was really considering it until I read this article. New York Post says, now this is a serial killer. Serial spelled C-E-R-E-A-L.
We didn't know where you're going there.
Right? Yeah.
Until you spelled it.
You thought I was joking about a real son of Sam killer. Nope. Some of Americans' favorite snacks and classic candies could be banned in several states due to so-called cancer-causing chemicals in their ingredients. Surprise, surprise. California is at the top of this list. And in fact, in October, California passed the so-called Skittles ban already that will make Skittles illegal by 2027 if they don't change their recipe. Some of the other foods that will be targeted by these laws are Lucky Charms, Fruit Loops, Skittles, of course, Nerds, M&Ms, and Swedish Fish. And then some like Hot Cheetos and Doritos and Gatorade because they all use some of these chemicals like potassium bromate. So this is one of those that, hey, maybe down the road we look back and we go, yeah, you know what? Those chemicals, they weren't great. We needed to get rid of those. But at the same time, It always starts in California where they don't want you to have your Skittles.
I thought those were wholesome foods.
They are if you're me.
No, those would be comfort foods.
Desert, well, that's when you eat them for dinner.
I don't know where this ends. Like, you can't eat Skittles.
Yeah. About 40 seconds.
Yeah. You can't eat the food. Then they raise the prices on everything through minimum wage, so they're destroying that industry. But they're also actively attacking farming because farming is the biggest cause of global warming, so we need to end farming. So,
or sell it to China.
Like, what is the goal here?
By the way, one of the highest in the country, California, if you want to take home $100,000, you now have to make $153,000 to take home $100,000.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.